Johnny Mac, this is a bonus episode, emergency drop for Friday, March 18th. There's a normal episode in the feed right below this one. What's this all about, Johnny Mac? Pete Davidson is not going to space. Yeah, I went out to get my large iced coffee. Here it is, 95% left. I was in the car. I listen back to the podcast to make sure there are no mistakes or anything. Had a couple minutes left, started scrolling Twitter, and I saw this from the Blue Origin Twitter account, your home for comedy news. Blue Origin's 20th flight of New Shepard has shifted to Tuesday, March 29th. Pete Davidson is no longer able to join the NS20 crew on this mission. We will announce the sixth crew member in the coming days. Boy, please be Kanye West. That would just make this awesome. The New York Times has requested for comment from Blue Origin and Pete Davidson. Those requests for comments have not yet been returned. It's a little before 8 a.m. as I record this on Friday. The New York Times says it's unclear if Blue Origin will select another celebrity to take Mr. Davidson's seat again. You got to choose Kanye West. How would you not? So this cracks me up. If you follow me on Instagram, which is at Daily Comedy News, I called it. I had shared a screenshot of the files for the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday podcasts. And I wrote, it's usually around now when I have Friday and the weekend done that news like Dave Chappelle and John Mulaney to tour together and only make fun of Joe Rogan. That kind of news tends to come out once I record the weekend. And sure enough, here we are with Pete Davidson. So while I have the equipment all broken out, let's do some quick news and I'll do the late night jokes in a second. But here's if you Google Pete Davidson, here's the other thing that will come up this morning. And I saw this on xxlmag.com, normally home for comedy news, but, you know, Blue Origin owns the day. Soulja Boy went ballistic on Pete Davidson for telling Kanye West in an alleged text message that he was in bed with Kanye's wife. On Thursday, a clip from Soulja's recent Instagram Live surfaced online where the Atlanta rapper scolded Pete Davidson. I'm going to have to quite clean up the language here. Soulja said, Pete Davidson, PSA, watch your effing mouth when you're talking to Kanye, N-word. I don't know who the F you think you is, but you not big Draco. Do not talk to Kanye like that no more. You're going to have me on your ass, N-word. The F you talking about, I'm in bed with the cho wife. Boy, do not talk to Ye like that. Can't nobody talk to Ye like that but me, N-word. Watch your mouth, skeet. N-word, talk about I'm in the bed with your wife. Boy, we'll come over there and mush yo little ass. Boy, you better stop playing on the phone with some real N-words. Oh, there's more. Watch yo mouth, son. That damn Kim Kardashian got you feeling yourself a little bit too much. We got to bring you back to reality. Skeet before we got to come and skeet skeet on your MFing ass. We all know Kanye is a little thrown off, but you can't talk to him like that. I'm sorry, sir. At least he called him sir. That was nice. Soulja was referring to Kanye West's heated Sunday service prayer last weekend. I hadn't seen this previously. Apparently, Kanye West said, the boyfriend texting me, antagonizing me, bragging about being in bed with my wife. Publicly for a year and a half, I've been dragged. How she not my wife? She don't have my last name. Now he texting me about bragging about how he's in bed with my wife. And I'm like, well, who's watching my children if he's texting me bragging about being in bed with my wife? Chris Redd explained why he has not been making jokes about Kanye West. He said, when it comes to Ye, I'm always of the mind that I'll make fun. I was raised joking, you clown people. That's kind of how we came up. We're from the same place. We know the same people, but at the same time, there's a serious layer to that situation that I just won't make fun of. I'm not making fun of his mental health. You know, I have mental health issues myself, so I'm very aware of those things. And I never come from that place of making fun of that specifically. His irresponsibility of it is what I make fun of and his ego. But it's never those things. I think Pete's handling it very well. And you know, he's starting to talk again. He's handling that well. You always want to make sure on both sides of it, even though me and Ye aren't friends, I want the best for that dude too. I'm still a fan of his music, you know? I hope that he learns how to handle this so they could just move on with their lives. But yeah, it's not interesting to me to stir the pot on something that's just unhealthy, you know? While we're here, late night, Jimmy Kimmel said, it's St. Green Vomit Day, also known as St. Patrick's Day, also known as the day on which the world's reddest white people wear green, Fallon. Yeah, it's a great day to be Irish and a bad day to be an Uber driver. Fallon, yeah, the parade here is the only event where Times Square Elmo feels like the chaperone. Fallon, you can tell people are ready to let loose. On my way in, I heard a guy on the street ask where the bathrooms are, and another guy said, it's wherever you want it to be, Fallon. It was fun seeing everybody decked out in their St. Paddy's Day clothes. Some people wore shirts that said, kiss me, I'm Irish. while the rest opted for the newer Kiss Me Rapids Negative. Kimmel, it's funny. Everything we know about St. Patrick's Day is not true. St. Patrick was born in England, not Ireland. There are no snakes in Ireland to drive out. And that creep wearing the Kiss Me I'm Irish t-shirt? Probably not Irish. Kimmel, in fact, the world's first recorded St. Patrick's Day parade took place in what is now St. Augustine, Florida in 1601. At that parade, they drank green beer and ate green beef. They didn't dye the beef. Everything was just very moldy back then. Trevor Noah chimed in on Vladimir Putin being labeled a war criminal. A Kremlin spokesperson responded, not to Trevor Noah. That would be amazing if the Kremlin responded to Trevor Noah. They responded to the war criminal label, saying the U.S. is hypocritical after all. We're the ones that used nuclear weapons during World War II. Trevor criticized Russia for coming with that old crap. Seriously, Russia, you got to bring up something America did in the 40s? America's committed plenty of war crimes since then. Keep up with the times, yo. Kimmel, Russia said that was unforgivable. So today Biden called him a murderous dictator and a pure thug. Tomorrow he's going to call him a stupid head and it might get really crazy. Trevor, just because America committed war crimes doesn't mean you have to too, Putin. I mean, what if all your friends jumped off a bridge? Would you do it too? No, seriously, would you? I'm just brainstorming ways to end this whole thing. I just want to know what you would do, you know? Got a nice note on the Instagram from PSauber47. Thank you very much. P wrote, JM/DCN, you are my number one podcast by far. However long you want to make it is good. Thank you very much. I sincerely, truly appreciate hearing from listeners. Otherwise, I'm just a weirdo in a basement with an iced coffee talking about Pete Davidson. So thank you so much for listening, everybody. All right, that's the bonus episode. Don't miss. There's a full, it's like 20 minutes long, regular episode again for today, Friday, March 18th. This is the bonus episode. The weekend are normal episodes. I have pre-recorded them, but there's plenty of normal stuff. So it's not like me talking about movies or anything. Follow the show on Apple, Spotify, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. All right, back tomorrow. And yeah, I don't know.